get there, there will be no one, there will be no one waiting for you. You know when you get there, there will be no one. Waiting for you.
Welcome back. Still alive.
Welcome back. You are listening to This Is All Cats Are Grey, number 120, a special radio show dedicated to Roto John Breaks.
Very special. Thank you.
Just drinking some nice cold beer.
Rotor, a little bit of concentration, please.
I'm so concentrated right now.
Last time, we spoke very quickly about the seams.
I don't think you've ever spoken very quickly, Gwen.
That's a private joke.
Tell me now, Gwen, tell me now.
Can we go deeper? In the
How deep? 1 meter? 2 meters? Tell me.
What is the theme, for example, of You Seem to Ignore?
The theme of what? Of the lyrics?
Of the song, of the lyrics, yes.
Well, you know, I have to tell you, Gwen, the lyrics, most of the time, they don't mean shit.
That's not right. I don't trust you.
Well, I'm telling what I want to tell. If I want you to believe that the meaning of the lyrics is just plain, pure, certified crap, that's my right.
Absolutely.
As a citizen.
Absolutely, yeah. Definitely. It's not the point, huh?
Respect the brother's right.
The point was to know inspiration.
The inspiration, well. Yeah.
No, inspiration.
The inspiration.
Oh, man.
Hey, I speak French.
I'm feeling good right now.
Well, for that very special song, well, I have to tell you, I wrote that song maybe 5 days before entering the studio.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm, that's correct.
But what was the trigger? Why to...
Pressure, Gwen.
Yeah, of course, but...
Pression.
Yeah.
Mais bon,
of course, but... The pressure, of course, to do something, but of there was something in inspiration, something that tells you to give those words.
No way, Gwen. I have to know. I had that song written like in 2 days, maybe, and the lyrics they just came. And
they just came out.
And I just had to deal with it. You know, I didn't have much time to think about what I was doing. I just had to let it happen, see what happens.
Right.
Voir ce qui se passe.
Brother.
Mon frère.
And what about Everyone Knows It? Was it the same process or was it
exactly
a different?
Exactly the same
exactly
process.
Exactly the same, you know, process?
2 weeks before entering the studio, I had like maybe 8 or 9 songs, maybe 10.
Peut-être 10.
And I knew that when I would enter the studio, I had to have like 15 songs ready.
All right.
15.
So I had to make songs like a crap, one each day.
Il fallait que je sorte un morceau par jour from my deepest area.
But it works.
It does work, doesn't it?
Thank you, Gwen.
It works,
thank
really.
You,
Gwen.
I think so we should talk like you, very slowly. Could you come to my house at 11:30 p.m. when I'm going to bed and talk to me so I can sleep?
No, like sorry, I cannot like do that.
Like
sorry.
A little baby.
I think
like that, I can
that
have as
would
much.
Be good.
I don't think you drink coffee, do you, Gwen?
See, yeah.
Don't be
in the morning.
So
in the morning only.
No go for coffee. So, Rotor, what's your favorite color?
don't change the settings of your radio equipment. It's working properly. It's just our translator that has a pitch problem.
I'll talk about now.
Well, okay, let's continue a bit with the songs. Rotor, you did a cover on the album. Mm-hmm. Nobody Knows the Trouble I've Seen. Uh-huh. Why did you choose this song?
I like the way you say why, Gwen.
All right.
I like the way you say why. I like why instead of why.
Why?
Why? Why? You always want to know why, Gwen. You always have to ask questions.
Did you work in the post office before? They're very slow in there, you know?
I'm going to tell you why. You know, or maybe you see the French television, RT.
Yeah.
Mm, they smoke a lot of drugs on that program.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, sometimes they have those...
She's a little slower than him.
Those, you know, like... They put things in the telly.
T'as pas les pubs à passer, un truc comme ça.
Now, there was,
attention ce que tu dis, Robin.
There were documentaries called Soul Deep, made by the BBC. 6 hours of pure soul music.
Okay.
And the third episode, you could see the Dixie Hummingbirds singing that song. Mm-hmm. Nobody Knows the Trouble I've Seen. Mm-hmm. And I saw that song. Mm-hmm. I saw them playing.
Glory, glory.
And I said, I've seen the light.
You said glory, glory.
The light. I said glory, glory, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, bro.
Hallelujah.
Okay. And seeing this, I thought, why not try it? Why not try it? Let's have a try. Let's mm-hmm. give it a try. Mm-hmm. Why not try? Mm-hmm. Let's try.
You did try it.
Well, I did try it. I tried harder.
You succeeded.
And I tried harder.
You succeeded, brother.
I don't know if I succeeded, but I tried. And
no, I said you suck shit.
No, but that's the point. That's where it started. Soul Deep documentaries. The problem is you can't find them anywhere. Okay. Even on the internet, you can find them.
Okay.
That's the problem. Because mm-hmm. I don't have the 6 episodes. I just have 3.
All right. And
fascinating.
What about this song? On the album, it's written that it's not credited to any writer or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's a traditional song?
It's in the public domain.
Can you tell us where it comes from? Is it a U.S. song? Is it?
That's a traditional gospel song. You know, gospels don't belong to anyone. They belong to God.
Okay. Do you have
and I belong to God. Therefore, I'm in the public domain.
Do you belong to God, Gwen?
Definitely no.
Are you sure?
Definitely no.
Well, fair enough. You're listening to Dixies. Episode 120. The most boring thing you'll ever hear this week, featuring some slow people talking shit for an hour
in English,
in a foreign
hour
of
or
foreign language.
More.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here's another question. This one's gonna shock you now. Rota, do you prefer red wine or rosé?
I don't know or say.
Let's have a think about it. Let's reflection.
Give me 10 minutes of silence.
That's the problem when you invite a guest, a translator guest that is more than a translator. Mm-hmm. He's doing the interview at your place.
Yeah.
Putting the words in the spaces that you leave.
No.
Give me the question. Yeah. Give me the question.
Yeah. Let's continue with the album.
Mm-hmm.
How the album has been received by the public up to now? Do you have an idea?
Well, most people, they tell me they like it. Mm-hmm. Some people, they tell me they adore it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have that many people telling me, I don't like what you do. I like what you did.
Okay.
Therefore, I'm quite happy with what I've done. But the thing is, I'm not happy with what I've done.
Really? Why?
Because I could have done much better.
Keep some things for the second one.
Don't kill yourself.
Not just the way I played on that album. The way I sung. I hate the way I sung.
You sung like a dog.
I sung like a fucking dog. That's correct. That's right.
Therefore, like a good dog, like Scooby-Doo or Snoopy.
Mm-hmm.
Cool dog. Snoopy, like Joe Cool Snoopy.
Up until now, I have not listened to the record.
Really? No, you've never listened to the finished album?
He's lying.
No, I've listened to it. Parts of it.
Okay. We were listening to it in the car.
The entirety of the album. Therefore, when people tell me they like it, I'm glad, but I'm not happy.
Mm-hmm. All right. And what about the medias? How do you, would you have an idea of how they have received the album?
The media, well, what kind of media are you talking about? The radio?
The radios.
The radio stations? Well, in the Ferro Rock. You know the Ferro Rock?
Yeah, of course.
The Ferro Rock. They like it.
Mm-hmm.
They're nice, the Ferro
Rock. I've been in the charts of the Ferro Rock.
Okay.
The student radios? I don't know. The other radios? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
They've not mentioned me for the moment. And for the rest, the press. Well, I haven't been reviewed by any form of major French music magazine.
Really? Not yet?
Mm-hmm. Not even one for the moment. Not even one. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm waiting for.
Okay. All right.
And I would like to say, big up to Coraline.
Is that the same Coraline that I think
you
it
know
is?
Her? Yeah.
To stabbing on the radio.
Stab Frau. All right, Gwen, tell me now.
Yeah, can we speak about the music market?
The music market,
yeah.
Well.
Do you think if do some think? People are still buying records?
Well, people are buying less and less records. That's normal.
It's a crisis. It's because of the crisis.
Yeah, and even if there was no crisis, well, there's the internet. You have Deezer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You have BitTorrent, Emule, that kind of stuff.
I wouldn't know.
So, if you want people to buy your records, you have to make a good record.
Mm-hmm.
The sound, but the cover too, has to be good.
Okay.
Yeah.
So.
Mm. Like my record.
Yeah, just like Robin's record.
Yeah.
It's better than mine.
Yeah.
Much better.
Yeah.
Loads don't have the white lines.
Yeah. His has got white lines.
Oh, it's all about the white lines, Gwen.
Mm.
With cocaine, with the records, it's all about the white lines.
It's all about the white lines. That's Duran Duran.
You know, that's one of my main influences. Duran Duran.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Duran Duran and the Shiz.
We can hear this influence in the record.
Mm-hmm. I knew you would.
No, it's so much.
What's your favorite Duran Duran song?
All the songs.
Okay.
Which one?
All.
Which one in particular?
All of them.
Okay. What's your favorite Duran Duran song, Gwen? Rio? Girls on Film?
No. Nothing.
I'm speaking too fast.
Yeah.
Girls nothing. On Film. Rio?
Yeah, nothing.
Wild Boys?
Another
hungry
question.
Like a wolf.
Yeah,
another
question.
I was speaking about the physical object, about the record, but
yeah.
You were speaking about the internet, so it means the format has changed. It's not only a question of crisis or not. It's true that it's an important fact, but for instance, concerning your album, what is the ratio of files?
Being downloaded?
Yeah, downloaded and compared to the real album.
The thing is, I can give you an answer for the moment, Gwen, because I don't have the... I don't have the figures.
All
if
right.
I had the figures,
okay.
I would tell you right
mm-hmm.
now.
It's
right
too,
here,
it's
live.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, most of the time, you have like, well, 30 people downloading your album. It's a lot. It's a lot. Because people don't buy on the internet for small groups.
Really?
Small artists like me.
Mm. Mm. You're actually quite tall.
They won't buy it.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't buy it in the stores, they don't buy it on the internet.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right, brother.
Okay.
People are just assholes if
no.
they don't go and buy discs, you know? They should go and buy discs or vinyl. And if they don't buy
people do what they want to do.
They do what they want to do. But they're still assholes.
No, they're not. The people like you and me.
We're not assholes.
No. Therefore, we are not people.
That's right. It's a good point.
Okay. Robin, yeah? Just a bit of translation of what we said recently, please.
Il a dit que.
Don't joke, Robin, please.
Que les gens, il fait ce qu'il fait. Donc si les gens, ils veulent télécharger, ils vont télécharger.
Ouais.
Malheureusement.
No. People do what they want to do. They don't want to buy.
Ils veulent pas acheter. Ils achètent pas.
That's the point.
C'est ça le point.
Mm-hmm. There's nothing to add. How can you give people the will to buy something they don't want to buy? You can't.
That's right.
Tu peux pas pousser les gens. Moi, j'ai réussi à pousser quelques personnes à acheter mon album with a gun.
Loaded gun.
Loaded gun. Notamment ma mère.
She tried. She wouldn't buy it.
Okay, well, yeah.
Tell me.
We will... Sorry.
Je pense que ma mère a acheté ton album.
We will have a new, another song now, right now. Another selection from Rotor.
Mm-hmm.
Why to have chosen this title, Close Behind Calexico?
Because I wanted to, you asked me, Gwen, to take the songs of my album and songs from other groups and to make my selection. Yeah. And I thought, I'm waiting for the music to come back. Because I can talk. There's no music behind me. Come on, come on, come on. Can I play music?